It's supposed to be cut off. The time come to be cut off the tree already. It's kagazus dummy. We consider as if it's cut off already. Teros lucher, it's not considered like kaka anymore. It's called like metaltlin. So our answer is that tzrichil adikla kamina. Avad, I'm talking about now these days still need the tree. They're not finished completely. They still need the tree. Just that they're pretty much close to be taken off to dry up. But Avad, it has to be that the dates are still on the tree and need the tree. So therefore, it's called part of the karka, like the tree is bottled to the karka. That's still called karka. Therefore, now the bonus have right to collect from these fruits. If the fruits are completely ripe, that they don't need the tree anymore, that's called kagotzes dummy, it's not called kakarka, that's lacha like metalka. So the moral, who yosom v'yosoyma, to yosla kaime de rova. It happened the case of yosom, an orphan girl and boy came in front of rova. Amalu rova, rova said, hello li yosim v'shvil yosoyma. He should give money to the yosom in order to support his daughter, sister like, v'shvil yosoyma, give money to him. So Rashi says, "Helu liyosim mizaynus yisairim. Give him extra mizaynus. Shetizin achaisi moi. That his sister should also get fed from it." His amle rabbon the rabbi, but the rabbon said to Rava, "For maru diyomim mekarkoi vloim metautli. Are you the ones that said that you only collect from karka and not from metautlim? Bein la mizayni, bein la ksuva, bein la panosa. In all these cases." So Amalu, he answered back, if I would have wanted to hire a maid to work for me, wouldn't I have to pay her? So Vada here, there's a double purpose in paying this Yosim. Like he's working, I have to pay him, and also for his sister, therefore I told him to pay twice. Let's go again, this is Les Kumar again. Les Kumar again was, who Yosim, 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 Kaim, and Rova. There's a case of a Yosim and a Yosima. So Rashi says, Ach, v'yachos, unichschehem, v'yad apotropos. The apotropos, the man was taking care of the property of the father, and there was a Yosim and Yosima. So the Maisa was, Omlu Rava Rava said, Helu li Yosim mishru Yosima. So Rashi says, Helu li Yosim mizaynis, yisairim, give the Yosim, the boy, extra food, shetizon achosimoi. That his sister should also get fed from him. In other words, the father died, so it was Yerusha, the son's Yashind. Now the boy was too young, so it's an apotropos, means a man taking care of the property for the son. So the son for sure has the right to get fed from his property. So Rava said, give extra mezainis to the son, to the brother, that he could feed his sister. Amrle Rabbonis, Rabboni has to cash her back. The Rav Aiva Maru the Yomim Karkoi Vloimim Metaltli. You were the one that said that the whole tonight Suba is only if the father left over Karka, property, land. Then there's this tonight Suba. But Vloimim Metaltli, you don't collect it from utensils, from Metaltli, things that move around. Bainlim is only whether it's a tonight Suba of supporting the daughter, that a daughter does not get supported unless the Yerusha was on Karka. But if Yerusha is only a metaltlim, there's no din mezainis for the daughter from the nechassim of the father, but it's only metaltlim. So over here, l'chur the ma'isa was that Rava told them to give extra food to the son for his sister. Why? It's only metaltlim. She doesn't deserve to get mezainis. Bein l'ksuba, whether alach of ksuba's bon and dichrin, it also only applies if there's karka to the Yerusha and not only metaltlim. Bein l'parnasa, whether the girl now even wants to get married, and we want to give her a present in the dunya to take into her husband, but she only gets it if the Yerusha was on karka and not a metaltlim. So I come over here, where it's a shayla of tanaik suba, what did Rava say to give the daughter? Aye, she doesn't deserve it. There was no karka involved here. It was only metaltlim. So Mr. Gemara says, Amalahu, so Rava said back like this, Amalahu, Amalahu, ilu rotzo shivcha l'shamshoi, if the son now, let's say he would want a shivcha, a maid to take care of him, milo yavinilei, won't we pay money, like take out money from the nechassim to get a shivcha, get a maid to help him? In other words, part of the son's care is somebody has to take care of him. So his mezainah says he needs someone to take care of him. So the chur, who's taking care of him here? His sister. Says so, like really, there are two reasons over. First of all, she's his sister, so really she should get out of tonight's suba. So good, you're telling me now that since there's no karker on him, she doesn't get. But I call upon him, she shouldn't be worse than a regular shivcha. If the son needs somebody to help him, you have to give him the money to get help. So therefore the sister is like the one that's helping him, therefore Rav is said to pay the sister also. But not that the sister by herself, but because here the sister was helping out this Yasam. Like she was helping him, they were together, the brother and sister. Now since the sister was helping out the brother, therefore when they gave mezainas and took out nechassim, they took out the money from the father's property, not the metaltlim, that the apotropos had to pay, so they took out extra money for her also. Because it's not worse than supporting a shivcha for him. Right, Tana Rabbanan, one word like this. Echad nechassim shesh l'machrayis. Achrayis means that if you sell it, you always get it back. That's called achrayis. In other words, regular karka. Karka is called achrayis. So whether there's karka involved, v'yechad nechassim shesh l'machrayis, where there's no karka, no land, it's only utensils that the father had. The halacha is moitzian lamazan isha ulabonois divrei Rebbe. Rebbe holds yes, you do collect for the mazan and isha, or else suadin for the bonois. That's Rebbe shita. Rashi says moitzian means mina yisaimim. In the case where the father died and the sons yashin their father the yisaimim, so after they get the money, we take away from them to feed the wife, or suadin to feed the daughters. Even though there's no karka from a talpim, you do collect. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Omer, nechassim sheshna machrayis. If it's karka property, moitzin labonis min habonim. Then we do take away from the sons to give the daughters. In other words, where the sons yashin the nechassim of the father, and there were daughters there, so here the sisters have a right to collect the tnaik suba, they collect. Ulabonis min abonis, and sometimes some daughters from other daughters. So Rashi says, Lektanis min nagdolis, and ancha melabonis. Let's say that his father had no sons, only daughters. Svehechziku gedolis bin echseim, and the older daughters, they grabbed all the property. The loch was moitzim miyodim, we take it away from them, vecholtim b'shava, with vecholkosh b'shava, we divide up, let's say there were four sisters, all four get equal shares. Vochalekim zayna. Here there's no tonight suba, because if they only had daughters, the daughters yashin their father. So if you have four daughters, each one yashin inherits an equal share in the father's property. So therefore, if the big ones grabbed it, we take it away from them and divide it equal between all the daughters. Ulebonim min abonim. Same thing, we take away from one child from another child, the same thing. If the big brothers grabbed all the property and didn't let the smaller ones take anything, Bezdin takes it away from the big brothers and says, listen, all the boys get equal Yerusha, unless there's a Bechor, he gets two Chalakim. But after the Bechor, everybody else gets an equal share. Then we take away from the girls for the boys. In the case where there's a lot of property there, and let's say the girls took it all, so the halacha is not that way, that the Yerusha goes to the sons, they yashin, and the daughters just get panosa from it. They only get a little bit, the mezainis that they need, but the Yerusha goes to the sons. So if the older daughters grabbed it, we take it away from them and give it to the sons. But if the father only left over a small amount of property, so then the halacha is, we use it to mefarnes, to mezin the daughters, and the sons don't get anything. So if the sons grabbed it away, avoloi lebonim min abonis, if the daughters grabbed it, they have a right to keep it. Because since it's a small amount of property, it's only enough to support the girls, so the girls have a right to get it first, that's the tanaik suba, before the boys get it. And the boys have to go around collecting money to live on. Now, nechosim shein lemachrais, this is after you have nechosim shesh lemachrais. That's property like karka. What about nechosim shein lemachrais? Let's say the whole Yerush was only on regular metaltlin. Then the locher is moitzian lebonim min habonim. Again, where there's a few sons, if one or two sons grab it all, there's a regular din midiraisa, din Yerusha, that the other sons got a bezin, and the bezin takes it away from the big bullies and give it to all the sons equally. The Yerusha is all sons have an equal share, unless one's the Bechor, he gets two shares. But after the Bechor, they all get equal shares. And the same thing, Ulabonis min abonis. Let's say he only had four daughters and two big ones. So in the case where the two big girls grabbed all the property, we take it away from them. Because since they're only girls, they all yashin equally. Each one gets it one quarter. Ulabonim min abonis. The same thing. We take away, if there's a lot of property there that the girls took it, we take away from the girls to give it back to the sons. Avoloi labonis min abonim. But we do not take away from the sons to give the daughters. So mashma clearly by nechassim shein lemachrayis, the daughters don't get. We don't take away nechassim from the sons to give the daughters if it's a small amount. So it says afagav the kaimlo nalocha karebi mechaveroi. Even though usually holds like halacha like Rebbe from his chaver, abahoch halacha kareb shim ben aloza. Here the halacha is like a shim ben aloza. Here it's not only Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, but Rava the Basra also says like this. That Rava says the locher is that is a tonight subra, that the bonos, the daughters, get mezoinus from the nichsay of the father, that's only if the father left over karka. If the Yerusha, the sons, Yash and karka, then they have to give money to their sisters. For loimim metaltli, but not if the father only left over metaltlim, then the daughters don't get from it. Bein l'ksuba, what is get ksuba's bona dichrin, we'll soon see what that is again, where the sons want a yash and their mother's ksuba, bein l'mezoini, where there's a case where there are daughters involved, and they want to get mezoinis, they want to get fed from the Yerusha of the father. If the father only left over metaltlim, they don't get anything. May the Yeraisa, the Yerusha goes to the sons, and they keep it. The Rabbanim were not misakin the daughters to get mezainis from metaltlim. And Bein Lepanosa also when it's nagei to give the daughter a present in the dunya to take into a husband, same thing. We only give it in the dunya if the father left over karka. But if the father left over metaltlim, that's the locha, we don't have these tonight subis by metaltlim. Then the Yerusha goes like midiraisa to the sons, they keep it, and the daughters don't get anything. Yeah. Alright, we'll stop here. You hold enough Nun Aleph from an Aleph by the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Loikos Avlo Ksuba. If you didn't write for your wife, for Ksuba, when you first got married, Psula Goiva Mosayim V'Yalmona Mona. The halacha is that even without the Ksuba, still, if there's a get involved, or else if the husband dies, when she got married, she was a Psula, she collects 200, and if she was an Almona, when she got married, she only collects 100. Mifnei Shu Tanai Bezdin, because this is a loch of a Tanai Bezdin. That means Bezdin made such a Tanai, such a condition that when you get married, there's a Chiyuv Ksuba. So even though you don't write it down, still the loch is the Chiyuv Ischal. Let's call it the Tanai Ksuba. That's what all these next Mishnayos talk about. These loch is that Bezdin made a takona, even if it's not written in the Ksuba, it's as if it's written in there. Or here it's as if you have a Ksuba. What about Kosav Lo Sode Shove Mono Tachas Mosayim Zuz? V'loi Kosav Lo Kol Nechosim Disli Achroi Nechsuba Secho Is Chayiv Also Shehu Tanai Bezdin. Let's say you know you married a Psula, so you have a Chiyiv to give her $200. And let's say you wrote her Kosav Lo Sode, like you set aside one field that's only worth $100. Tachas Mosayim Zuz. Now you owe her 200. So you're setting aside a field that's only worth 100. That's the only field like you, Meshavid, you set aside for Yiksuba. And you did not write, you did not write that all the property that I own is Achroi, like is Meshubit for Yiksuba. Halacha is still Chayiv, still Yechayiv. It's as if the Shibud is Chal upon all the husbands, Nechosim. Why? Shutanai Bezdin. There's also called the Tanai Bezdin. That means that when the husband makes a shalom we had before, Bishas Erisin, or Bishas Nesuyin, exactly when the Chiyuv Ksuba is Chal. For whenever the chiyuv ksuba is chal, the halacha is any property that the husband owned at that time is meshubet for the ksuba. That means, let's say later on the husband sells the property and then he gives his wife a get. So halacha is she has the right to collect the ksuba from those properties, even though it's sold. She collects it because it's called kol nechosim tisli achron ksuba sechem. All the property that the husband owns at the time of the kedushin or nesuyin is meshubet for ksuba. That's also a Tanai Ksuba. A Tanai Bezdin. Right, another halacha is, Loikos of lo, let's say he did not write in his Ksuba. That im tishtaboi ef rokincho. That if you get captured, I will redeem you. That's one of the chiyuvim a husband has to his wife. That if she gets nishtaboi, if she gets captured by the goyim, he has to free her. V'yoisvincho li liintoi. And you'll be to me for a wife. That's what you're supposed to write in Yuxuba. That in case she gets captured by the Goyim, you'll free her, and you'll take her back to be your wife. Because even if she lived with the Goyim, she was probably forced to. And the Allah is by Neshis Yisrael, if your wife was an Anusa, she was forced, she's still mutter to you. What about the Kahanis? Let's say you're a Kahanis. Let's say she's an Ashes Kahanis. Or the husband is a Kohen. So then the halacha is, if she was captured by the Goyim, we have to be afraid that they live with her, they forced her, and then the halacha is, she's also to her husband. A neshes koyin is also to the husband, even be'anusa. Even if a man just forced her, still she's also to her husband. So what does the koyin have to write in Niksuba? Over kahanis, ad rinoch limdino secha. I'll return you to your, father's house, in the second place where you came from. So even if the husband did not write this Niksuba, Chayiv, still the husband has these Chiyuvim. That if he's a Yisrael, if his wife gets captured, he has to free and take her back for wife. And if he's a Kohen, then he has to free his wife and let her go back to her father, and Echadam, he can't live with her anymore. Shu Tanai Bezdin, because these things are also a Tanai Bezdin, that when you get married, these are the Chiyuvim a husband has to his wife. Nishbeis, Chayiv Levdoisa. The halacha is, if your wife gets caught by the Goyim, gets captured, gets kidnapped, hijacked, the halacha is Chayiv Levdoisa. The husband has a chiyuv to free her, to pay money, to pay the ransom to free her. V'im Omar, let's say the husband says, Hare Gita, no, I'm going to give you a get better. Uksubasa, I'll even pay you Uksuba. But for Tifta, Satsma, you take care of yourself. There's $1 million ransom for you. I'm not going to pay $1 million. So the husband says, I'm better off, I'll give you a get right now, and I'll give you $200 for the ksuba. The halacha is ainu rishoy, the husband's not allowed to do this. Because the pshat is, as soon as she's caught, captured, from then it's chal the chiv upon the husband to redeem her. So he has the chiv to redeem her, he can't free himself by giving her a get, because the chiv is chal as soon as she was captured. What about loksa? Let's say she got hit, she got sick. Loksa, she got sick. Chayil Rufuosa. So the husband has a chiyuv to pay the doctor bills. He has a chiyuv to feed her. So Rashi Shurufua Kimazainas. Just like the husband has a chiyuv to support his wife to give her food to eat, who then if she gets sick, he has to pay the doctor bills. So he has a chiyuv Rufuosa. What about Omar HaRegita? Let's say she gets sick. And he tells her, listen, here's your get. Uksubosa, and I'll even give you Uksuba. And Tirpa Satsuma, and go heal yourself. You pay the doctor bills yourself. This husband has a right to. So Rashi, Sheinodim Chayiv Losin Grishasai, because once you give her a get, the get is chal, you have no chiyuv to support. You have no chiyuv to support your grusha. You have no chiyuv to. So here the pshat is, if you gave her a get, like once you gave her a get, you're free from your mezainus. You're free. You don't have to pay her anymore. So it's like before when she was caught, captured. There the pshat is the chiyuv to free her is the chal as soon as she was captured. She was your wife when she was captured. So the chiv, you have to free her. You can't pat yourself, free yourself by giving her a get. But over here, the chiv mezainus is every day, as long as she's your wife, you have to feed her, give her the mezainus. But once you give her a get, you have a right to give her a get. And then you don't have the chiv to support her anymore. So this chiv of paying the doctor bills is like supporting her, that we say, if you give her a get, that you're allowed to do. Now the Gemara explains. Mani, who does our Mishnah go like? L'chur Rabbi Meihi, our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meihi. The Yoma that he says, Kol ha'poiches lepsulim mimosayim, uli almona mimona, harezu bilaznus. Remei Yeshitri, that's at the corner of the Rabbanan, that a ksuba has to be 200 for Bsula and 100 for Namona, and if you give less than that, it's not called a ksuba. And therefore, it's like you having Bias Nus. You're not allowed to live with your wife if you don't have a ksuba. So that's Remei Yeshitri. The Reb Yehuda, because if our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, Ha'oma Reb Yehuda says, Rotsa Kaisav Lepsula Shtar Shomasayim. You allow to write to your wife, when, even if she's a psula, write her a shtar of a ksuba, that I'm going to give you $200. But, V'kaiseva, she writes back, or she gives you back a receipt, saying, Iskabalti Mimchomona, I received already $100 from you. Even though she never received it. So really what comes out is she's being moichul $100 of a ksuba. So really, really, what's boiling down to is that the husband's only going to pay you $100. That's the Yehuda Shita. So it has to go like this, that he has to write her a ksuba of 200. And she gives back a receipt saying, like, I received 100. But really it's coming out, the husband only has to pay you 100. The same thing. Uli almona, mona. If you marry an almona, a lady that was married already once before, so when you marry her now, you have to write her a ksuba of 100. Fihi kaiseves, but she writes back to you, she gives you a receipt, his kabalti mimcho chamishim zuz, that I received from you $50 already, as if she's b'maychot of 50. So if so, our Mishnah starts off that says, Lekosub lo, if you didn't write any ksuba at all, still the locker is of psula has a right to collect 200, mashma, she always gets 200. There's no way to give her less. So the Chora goes according to Rabbi Yeshita. Because according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's a way to give your wife only 100, or only 50. If she says it's kabalti, so the ratio of the mission is like Reb Meir, not like Reb Yehuda. And this the Gemara asks, Eimah Sefer, what does the end of our Mishnah say? Kosav lov, you write for your wife. Sode shove mono tachos masayim zuz. If you write to your wife that I'm setting aside this field, it's only worth 100 for your ksuba. But like kosav lov, did not write in the shtar, kol nechosim disli achron ksuba secha. All the property that I own should be meshubid. I have a chiyuv to pay it to you, pay from it to your ksuba. His chayiv, our Mishnah says, still the husband is chayiv. Shoot tonight bezdin, that's tonight bezdin. As even though you didn't write down achrayis in the shtar, to say that any property that I own right now, even if I sell it later, you still have a right to collect from it. Even though the husband didn't write it in the shtar, it's as if it was written, because achrayis is like a tonight ksuba, tonight bezdin. So Mara says, Asim Rabbi Yehuda. The Sefer of our Mishnah, that's according to Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yom, of course, we learned like this. Achrayis toyis Seferhu. Also, Rabbi Yehuda, the Yom, Rabbi Yehuda Shita is Achrayis toyis Seferhu. Means if I write a shtar, let's say I lent you $100, I lent you $1,000, I lent you money, and I give you a shtar havor. So I have a shtar now saying you owe me $100. So even though we didn't write inside the shtar that I have a right to collect it from any property that you own, like if you're going to sell it now, I have a right to money from Mishabodim. Even though we didn't write it down, that's called Achrayis is Toyis Seifu. If the Seifu left it out, it's called a Toyis, he made a mistake. But it's as if it's written inside it. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, even though you didn't write any Ksuba to collect from any property you own, it's as if it was written in there. That's what our Mishnah says. So that's according to Rabbi Yehuda. So Mar says, Dear Rabbi Meir, because if our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, Ha'omar Rabbi Meir Shitter is, Achrayis lav toyis seifu. Achrayis is not called a toyis seifu. If the seifu makes a mistake, it's not called the seifu made a mistake. If you did not write achrayis in the shtar havor, you don't have a right to collect from the karka. So here you see that our Mishnah goes according to Reb Yehuda, not like Reb Meir. That's a little the kasha. The ratio of the Mishnah goes according to Reb Meir, and the seifu goes according to Reb Yehuda. And more said that's none, because we learned, Gemara Baba Kama, Motza shtorei choyf. If somebody found on the floor a shtar chayv, says the way Reuven owes Shimon $1,000. It says like this. The din is, im yesh ben achrayis nechosim, if in the shtar